from James Cummings to Paul Snowden, who's got a big, big weekend as well. A host of runners at Rose Hill. They've got a nice chance, a couple of chances in the Dark Jewel at Scone, but their biggest focus will be on the Group 1 in the Doomben 10,000. Wild Ruler goes around looking for the Group 1 to solidify him as a future stallion. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. How are you, mate?
Very well indeed. Wild Ruler, you can't get him going any better. He's so consistent. What do you think of the Doomben 10,000 tomorrow on a wettish track taking on Eduardo?
Yeah, it's certainly going to have the jar out of it. And look, he's performed on soft going. He hasn't met any heavy going, of course, but this is, probably won't be heavy. He'll get in that 6 or 7 range by tomorrow. And look, I'm sure he's going to run well. He's in too good order not to.
How do you see the race panning out? Does he just sit off the back of Eduardo in the run?
Yeah, look, he'll, obviously Eduardo, he's going to be the leader, and he's probably going to come over as conservative as anything else in the race. But that's what happens in that mid-race section there, and then they start to ramp it up for the corner. So I feel the first four in the race, the speed map looks pretty simple, just a matter of how much pressure's on throughout that midsection.
He chased him home in the Galaxy. Can he make up that 6-length differential?
Oh, we had no chance in the Galaxy. He was slow to begin and just way out of play. The day you had to be up on speed. Nothing from back in the ruck made any sort of significant ground on the day, and we were one of those horses. So to base his chances on that race that you're revealing to tomorrow is just irrelevant as far as I'm concerned. And going into the race in very good order, as long as we break cleanly, we're going to be up where we need to be.
One thing you know, he'll give his all. He's so consistent. He's going to be hard to beat in the 10,000. Is Miss Deed going to run up in Brisbane, or are you keeping her at home?
Yeah, no, she'll run around. It's her last run before she goes to that sale at the Gold Coast. So, you know, she's been a great horse for the owners. And look, we just need a little bit of luck on the day. She's been one of those fillies that always teases at times, and look, it's probably in a race where, you know, if anything can happen, you can certainly figure there. So hopefully we can get a little bit of luck.
Good team at home tomorrow at Rose Hill, including Exo Boom and the 3-year-old Guineas. Gee, he's ultra consistent as well.
Yeah, he's starting to perform and get to that good level now. So off the back of some nice races that lead us into this third up, which I think he's going to be, he gets better once he gets deep into preparation. So I don't see why he's not going to go backwards tomorrow. He's certainly there to run well. I know off an awkward draw, but he's a big horse that likes a bit of room anyway. So, you know, hopefully we can just get a little bit of luck early in mid-race. I'm sure he can do the rest.
You've got some nice horses going around. Is he your best at Rose Hill?
Oh, yeah, I think he's the best chance for sure, him and Wild Ruler going into Saturday.
Yeah. Anything today? I thought Miss Almantra ran really well last start.
Yeah, I think her first run was really good. I think she backed it up with a nice effort second up. She pays the price for being a Group 2 winner, but look what she is. She's in good form. I thought Jen Rills and her were probably the pick of the three there.
Good on you, Paul. Good luck over the weekend, mate.
Thanks, Michael.